Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com. Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
That's right, you are listening to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr., in the studio with my lovely wife and co-host, Kimberly, bringing you the bare-knuckled right hook of truth to any that would try to put the chokehold on your liberty and health freedom. The first full week that we're going to be having Box Organics live and ready to do business, Kim and I are both incredibly excited about that. You know, I'm not going to turn this show into a Box Organics infomercial, but, you know, this show is about what's going on in our lives, in our opinion. It's an opinion show, and right now, this company is consuming a lot of our lives. And it is a culmination of really not only our journey with our son and how we've basically been awoken to all that's going on within the government and industry and everything else, but it's also just a depiction of our journey on the radio. You know, the 4.5 years we did with Autism One Radio, and now the radio show we've got going with naturalnewsradio.com. And as we've been talking about organic foods and the GMOs and food coloring, and it's been like we could almost take these shows and it would be like a timeline, because we're learning as we're going, and as we're learning, we're bringing it to the audience, and it's really cool.
And most of the stuff that, I wouldn't say most of the stuff that we've learned, but we've gleaned a lot of our expertise and information from Natural News.
Yeah, a lot of it, yeah, no doubt.
So it's only a tribute to Natural News that we started this company with good friends of ours, and we want to talk about it on Natural News because Natural News helped us do it.
Yeah, well, Natural News really brought that to the forefront to us of, oh my God, this is not just about the vaccine issue. This has so much to do with all the crap we're feeding ourselves. And as we're preaching it, as we're talking about it, and you know, we've been in financial situations where we knew what we were buying wasn't healthy, but we really
didn't have a choice.
We didn't have the choice, exactly. And what we got from so many people is we're talking about you've got to buy organic foods, especially if you've got a child that's dealing with autoimmune issues, or if you are dealing, or anybody in your family is dealing with autoimmune issues, you have to get nutrient-dense, whole, real, live, organic food. And what we hear most is, love to, but can't afford it. Well, we're making it more affordable, and it really is so good. We've kept the prices down on this company so much. You know, I'm not really concerned about making a whole lot of money. If we keep these prices down, more people are going to be able to eat it, more people are going to buy it, and we'll make our money on volume. Let's make this as affordable as we can for those people that are trusting in us to bring them the right food. And I'll tell you what, when we're putting stuff on this website, I'm literally looking at where we're getting, where our distributor is getting the product from their suppliers, from their farmers. And I'm looking on their website to make sure that what they're selling is the real deal, and familiarizing myself with the suppliers that are supplying our distributor. And we're selling this stuff cheaper than they are on their own site. And it's because our distributor is able to sell or to buy
in volume.
In volume, exactly.
And we're really excited about it for our own family.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be eating good now.
And
we're excited.
We ate good yesterday, and I took pictures of it, and it's going to be on the blog tomorrow. I'm going to have pictures of everything from our meal yesterday that is stuff from the boxes available in Box Organics.
And I'll tell you what, I'm not a big fan of cauliflower, but when you did that roasted cauliflower with the onions, that was really good. And I mixed it in with my salad because I'm not a big
I don't like cauliflower at all. And I really didn't know of a recipe that I would want to eat myself. Our kids really don't eat cauliflower, but I cut it up and I cut up some onions and I just mixed it with balsamic vinegar and salt and pepper and threw it in the oven and roasted it, because I've learned when you roast something, it sweetens it up. It gives it a whole different flavor. And I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved cauliflower. I've never eaten it before in my life unless it was deep fried with cheese on it.
Yeah, which kind of screws the whole
thing.
Well,
you deep fry anything, it makes you think it tastes good.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the other great thing. We're going to be doing that blog. If you go to boxorganics.com, and there's going to be recipes, and we're going to be talking, and we're going to ask our customers to send in their recipes and to send in what they're doing with Box Organics. And, you know, I know we're going to be talking about Box Organics a lot on this program, but we're so excited about it, and we're excited for y'all, because our listeners are going to see just what prices we've got. That truck that delivers to your door, their next stop might be the Whole Foods or the organic grocery store in the next town over. And then that organic grocery store is going to put a 60 or 75% markup on it. And you're getting the same food delivered to your door. And more people are going to be able to afford this now. And people that were going to Whole Foods because they needed to, because, you know, whatever, you just had to eat organic, you have a child that's really sensitive to the chemicals or whatever it is, you're going to be saving a buttload of money, and you're going to be able to use that rest of that money for kids, for vacation. It's just really amazing, and I'm super excited about the business. It's going to be huge. There's no doubt about it. And Kim, I know you're excited as well. Our partners are excited. We're just looking forward to really pushing it. In fact, we're going to be debuting the new Box Organics commercial on this show today. That's one of the perks of knowing the hosts of the show. Let's get to some stories. A Mail Tribune, Southern Oregon, and it's just another one of them bogus doctors that want to write about how horrible we are for not vaccinating our children. This doctor is Dr. J. Rosenblum. The title of the opinion piece, Recent outbreaks reinforce need for vaccinations. You notice how they always say that when there's an outbreak, even though if you really go to look at it, probably most of the kids that have been affected by the outbreak are already vaccinated. But for more than a decade now, I have seen a slow but steady growth in parents and caregivers' hesitancy to have their children vaccinated. Every day, I am confronted with myth and partial truth that have scared many parents into opting out of immunizations. Oregon and our neighbor, Washington, have some of the lowest rates of childhood immunization in the country, nearly 5% below average. We find parents worry more about diseases and complications from interventions if there has been recent media coverage not necessarily proportional to the actual risks to their child. And he's kind of admitting right there, what we need to do is scare them. If we keep on putting stuff about the diseases coming back and the horrible, you know, the scare tactics out there, parents will start to vaccinate again. And we're getting wise to that propaganda. You know, we really are. How many times do we see that propaganda across the world nowadays?
Weekly. It's weekly. They're doing it weekly. Oh, there's this horrible outbreak of measles. There were 5 children that came down with measles. Never mind that they had their vaccines. But you know what? Run right out and get that for your kids. And for yourself. Don't forget.
Exactly. In fact, there is a growing body of research showing how safe and effective vaccines are.
Show me.
You know, I love it because he's got a doctor in the DR in front of his name. He can say that, and people are just going to believe it.
A growing body of research. I really would like to see that.
Yeah, I sure would as well. Recently, a story in the Portland Tribune warned that the herd protection for Oregon residents is in danger of breaking down. There is no such thing as herd immunity.
Herd protection. Let's just put this in perspective, people. You are sheep. You are cattle. Herd protection. Mm-hmm. And it's a lie.
It is a lie because, you know, if you're vaccinated, and this is the thing that I really don't get. If you're vaccinated,
what are you afraid of?
What are you afraid of? If everybody else gets it, you're protected.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Well, if they're safe and effective, you're supposedly protected. So,
exactly.
Quit the whining.
So if they're saying 95% of the populace out there has to be vaccinated in order to achieve this herd immunity, which when herd immunity, when that theory first came out, of course it was those people that got the disease, that recovered from the disease. If more than 60% or 40% of the people came in contact with the disease, not necessarily got sick, but their body took care of it before they even knew they were sick. If 60% of the community came in contact with that virus, you would have herd immunity, the natural herd immunity. Then all of a sudden they picked it up within the vaccine manufacturer's realm and said, we can use this. We can start bringing out this issue of herd immunity and pushing vaccines with it. And it's gone from 60% to 80% to 85%. Now I think it's 90. In some cases I hear 95% vaccinated rate, which most of the country, it's over 95%. You're talking 2 to 4%. Of people right now are going unvaccinated. So we're already at that, but they got to push it more, and they got to push it more. And if 95% of the people are vaccinated, what in the hell is your problem? I don't see where, you know.
Because they want everybody. They're greedy. They want everybody. They don't want us to have a choice. And people keep having babies. So they have to get to those new people that are having babies. You know, there are a lot of them are thinkers now. The new ones having babies are thinkers, and that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, I think that's what they're afraid of more than anything. They're afraid of this whole idea that these people are thinking for themselves. The ones that aren't vaccinating, we've got to get them because we've got to get their children vaccinated because these parents are thinkers, and they're going to have thinking children, and God knows we can't have that.
Absolutely not.
We've got to get their vaccines. We've got to dumb them down. We've got to feed them their GMOs. We've got to get them on Ritalin, and we've got to get these because they are going to be the prodigy of thinking parents, and we cannot have that.
Exactly.
And I think that's where the scary thing is with this whole idea, and I think it's coming, of CPS taking kids where the parents refuse vaccinations because they want to get them kids away from those thinking parents. And the only thing holding them back really is those thinking parents are successful. When you're a thinking mom, a thinking dad, you're a successful person. Normally, you're not going to sit down and just take a load of crap off the government.
Right, you're an overachiever. So if you've decided not to vaccinate your child, you know the law as well.
Right. And you're not going to be pushed around.
Exactly.
You're going to fight. Like
right.
The God Boldo case.
Right.
You know, That is why it's important. It's important to point out that there has been an outbreak of meningococcal meningitis in Crook County, and Washington State has had more than 1,200 cases of whooping cough this year. Ashland saw a rise in whooping cough last year. Okay, the thing is, this is what they do. And you know, this is the one thing where I can say, I'm not sure what I would do when it comes to the meningitis thing.
And that's what they did, but they lumped it in with the whooping cough. They didn't say how big the meningococcal outbreak was. They lumped it in with the whooping cough that was over 1,000 to freak people. Oh, we've got to go get both those vaccines. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Because the meningococcal scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, and that's where I would have to say I'm at a loss. And to be honest with you, I guess I should be, and I need to look up what to do about the meningococcal outbreaks.
I'm not
outbreaks.
Sure, because it can kill you in 24 hours.
Yeah, it'll kill you quick.
It scares me.
So and that's something that I think we need to look into, just in case there's an outbreak. And you know, if there's an outbreak and your kid's the first outbreak, then you're pretty much SOL, I guess. But you know, there's things to do, and one of those things to do is make sure that your child's immune system is running at its optimum.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. But what I love about these 1,200 cases of whooping cough, you know, it's just like it reminds me of the flu vaccine, the swine flu. Oh, he's got a cough, it's whooping cough.
Right.
Oh, he's got a cough and a runny nose, just call it the swine flu. We're not doing any more swabs because we're swamped with it. And we're just going to call it swine flu because we're really pushing this vaccine. You know what I mean? So we're going to have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Are you frustrated with surging grocery prices and the very real possibility of empty grocery store shelves? If the food transportation system were disrupted, how long could you and your family live on the food in your home pantry? Being prepared for what life might throw your way provides a tremendous peace of mind. A home food store is the perfect insurance against the unknown and the unforeseen. It often seems like a daunting task to start, store, and use your food storage. Beth Dunsing, an independent consultant with Shelf Reliance, offers you an easy and healthy solution. Thrive Foods. Thrive Foods are healthy, delicious, GMO-free food with no additives, no preservatives, and a long 20 to 30 year shelf life without refrigeration. Food so delicious, you will want to use them every day. Beth will help you use the free online planning tools to customize a food storage plan that fits your family, your budget, and your space. Guarantee that you will never look into the eyes of a hungry loved one and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Food is key to your family's survival. To receive a personal password to guarantee you receive the low Linderman Unleashed pricing, send an email to me at lindermanunleashed@hotmail.com. Get started today.
Hey folks, it's Kurt Linderman, host of Linderman Unleashed on naturalnewsradio.com. Are you a parent who wants to educate your children on vaccine issues so that they are equipped with the truth when faced with peer and social pressures from the pro-vaccine crowd? Are they prepared to deal with the pro-vaccine messages from the media found in cartoons, schools, and commercials? Are you a professional in need of a quick reference for your patients regarding vaccine ingredients, side effects, and exemptions? If so, No Vaccines for Me is for you. No Vaccines for Me is the first interactive family book written as a resource for like-minded parents and professionals who choose not to vaccinate. No Vaccines for Me is written in an easy-to-read format with great illustrations. No Vaccines for Me facilitates discussion and educates readers of all ages, especially children. No Vaccines for Me books and t-shirts can be ordered at NoVaccinesForMe.com. NoVaccinesForMe.com. Educate yourself, educate your children. NoVaccinesForMe.com.
Are you concerned about the food supply, including GMOs in your family's diet? With pesticides, herbicides, and questionable additives like MSG, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and food dyes in most foods on the market today, you should be. Well, now there's an affordable alternative to high retail organic food prices. Announcing Box Organics, created by two families with children affected by autism that were not only concerned with the toxic ingredients in our conventional diets, but equally concerned with the high cost of providing their family nutritious organic foods. Box Organics offers USDA certified organic fruit, vegetables, dairy, dry goods, and meats delivered fresh, not frozen, directly to your door. We're an online store offering you substantial savings on the organic food that you want at your convenience. Ordering is easy. Box Organics currently offers free shipping in 15 states with a minimum purchase. Visit boxorganics.com. That's organics with an X.com today. Box Organics. Think and eat outside the box.
Hey Obama, The Lindermans refuse to lower their standards, so up yours. And now, back to Linderman Unleashed.
Two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave.
That's right. Welcome back to Linderman Unleashed. You know, with the way my computer screens are, sometimes I get into the talking, and then I look over at my computer screen and I see that I've talked more than my commercial break should, where it should be. So I got to take a really quick commercial break. We get right back into it, though. This doctor talking about the herd immunity and everything. Data for 2010's Oregon population-based immunization rate shows that 3 in 10 children were not up to date on their vaccines. Now, that's saying something. 30%. 30%. I had no idea. God bless the Oregonians. We're not up to date. Exactly. Not unvaccinated. In recent years, vaccines have become a victim of their own success. Don't you just love how they always say that?
You know, because the diseases have been almost eradicated, so they're a victim of their own success. So this generation has never seen the effects of mumps, measles, rubella, polio, blah, blah, yeah, blah.
And I'm not going to give this guy too much more credit here, but it just so happens on his at the very end, on his credits, pediatrician Jay Rosenblum, MD, the author of this article, of this opinion piece, I should say, co-chairs the statewide Oregon partnership to immunize children.
Well, hello, then. It's an infomercial.
And he also leads the immunization work group for the Children's Health Alliance and practices at Pediatric Associates of the Northwest.
So he's employed by Merck.
And then here's one. There's only one comment so far. Ashlyn is a time bomb that keeps on ticking. Anyone want to bet that after it goes off, inattentive elected persons will be wringing their hands and demanding to know why no one kept on this issue? Wake up, folks. According to the Ashland Daily Tidings, Ashland has the highest non-compliant rate in the state, with up to 25% of school children not having some or all required immunizations. And this is from BBA, so it's a pharma whore idiot. But, you know, don't you just love it? The highest non-compliance rate. It gives you that feeling like you will comply.
You're against the law.
Yeah. You know,
to the corner with you. Put your nose in the corner.
Oh, no, I even get that whole sense of the jackbooted thugs knocking on your door. We know you're in there type thing. You have not complied. You know, it's just really frightening that these Nazis are doing what they're doing. It's really something else. Now, this one I liked. This article here from the New York Times science page, and I am not a big fan of the New York Times. To me, they're a bunch of liberal scumbags, and if you're in the autism community, you are not a big fan of the New York Times at all. But this one, battle brewing over labeling of genetically modified food. Now, this comes, as I said, from the New York Times science page. Okay, May 24th was the date, and it's by Amy Harmon and Andrew Pollack. Great Barrington, Massachusetts, on a recent sunny morning at the Big Y grocery store here, Cynthia LaPierre parked her cart in the cereal aisle with a glance over her shoulder and a quick check of the ingredients. She plastered several boxes with hand-designed stickers from a roll in her purse, warning they read, may contain GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Isn't that a great idea? You could take your own stickers to the store. I mean, would you get arrested for, like, vandalism or something?
Yeah, you might.
Because, you know, the thing is, you're probably really angering that grocer. Because, as we all know, you start putting GMO labels on food, you're not going to sell the things.
Right. People are going to go, GMO, what's that?
Yeah.
If they're not in the know, they're going to say, hey, they'll probably see that and say, I don't think I'm going
to
buy that.
Exactly. Even if they don't know what GMOs are. Somebody had the wherewithal to put that sticker on as a warning, and I mean, like if Pepsi Cola said, "Warning: this product contains aborted fetal cell crap." Most people are going to go, I think I'll lean towards Coke.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to buy that.
Or if we did all the drinks with warning, this product contains high fructose corn syrup, which contains mercury. Let's see how many Cokes they sell, or Gatorades. But anyways, for more than a decade, almost all processed foods in the United States, cereal, snack foods, salad dressings, have contained ingredients from plants whose DNA was manipulated in a laboratory. Regulators and many scientists say these pose no danger. But as Americans ask more pointed questions about what they are eating, popular suspicions about the health and environmental effects of biotechnology are fueling a movement to require that food from genetically modified crops be labeled, if not eliminated. Now, labeling bills have been proposed in more than a dozen states over the last year, and an appeal to the Food and Drug Administration last fall to mandate labels nationally drew more than 1 million signatures. There is even an iPhone app, Shop No GMO. The most closely watched labeling effort is a proposed ballot initiative in California that cleared a crucial hurdle this month, setting the stage for a probable November vote that could influence not just food packaging, but the future of American agriculture. You know what I like about this, though? Tens of millions of dollars are being spent on both, well, on the GMO side, the Monsanto side, if you will. And we're raising money on our side. There's already been the last money bomb I heard got $2 million. That's amazing in and of itself. But what I'm hearing is I think that everybody except for Monsanto and the other big ag conglomerates out there are seeing the writing on the wall, because this article talks a lot about how a lot of your major companies are starting to say, we're not going to put GMOs in our foods anymore. And that in and of itself is what's going to topple this bullcrap in this regime, if you will.
And like we talked about a month ago, how your mom had looked at that corn buyers, mm-hmm. whatever it was, corn buyers page, and they were giving 50 cents more a bushel
right.
for non-GMO. The consumers have spoken.
Exactly.
And the producers are listening.
Yeah. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're out of the woods, because they're still growing. They'll still grow the non-GMO corn, but our soil's depleted. They're still going to put anhydrous ammonia fertilizers on the ground. This corn will still be void of all nutrients whatsoever and will still be sprayed, I'm certain. I mean, although they couldn't spray it with Roundup or an herbicide after it's put in the ground, because it wouldn't be resistant to it. But they're still going to, just because we're going to get away from the GMOs, and I do believe we're almost there. That doesn't mean that we're going to have healthy organic corn running around in our cereals and everything. But it's a huge, huge step. And Kim, you always say all the time, vote with your wallet. Well, it's great when we start voting with our wallet as individuals and as families, and we turn around and we convince other families to do the same. But when these companies start paying attention to us as individuals, because we've grown at those numbers, and then the companies stop buying the products to put into their food, where is it going to go? Where is all that GMO going? Europe's not taking it. Russia won't take it. China might take it, but I doubt it.
I just hope that they don't lie. You know, they're always getting in trouble. You know, like the cherry manufacturers got in trouble for claiming this health, you know, that health benefits of cherries was it would help you with gout. You know, what if these companies say, oh, we're not using GMOs, and they really are? That's happened before, too.
Well, but I honestly believe that once this movement is already so, the anti-GMO GMO movement is already so they're meshed. They're ready to work. They're working together. All these different groups, they're working together. And I think it's awesome, because after we defeat the GMOs, we're going to keep at it, and we're going to be testing these foods. And then we'll go to Congress and say, you know, if they're lying about their ingredients, there needs to be criminal action. And I don't think these companies, if you're telling me GMOs aren't in this food, and I'm feeding it to my children, and millions of other people in this country are feeding it to their children, and all of a sudden we find out there are GMOs in that food, you're talking class action lawsuit. And I don't think that the processed food industry has the money bags that the pharmaceutical industry has. You know, the pharmaceutical industry can make $500 billion on a drug, and then a class action lawsuit would come in and take $120 billion of it, and they're still like, yeah, so what? You know, that's the way they are. So, but I don't really think there's too many of those big companies within the manufactured food process, manufacturers, the food manufacturers that would be able to take a hit like that.
Well, and I haven't heard lately of the Monsanto raids on farms. Or maybe it hasn't been in the news as much, but I haven't heard it as much lately where Monsanto is going in and, you know, raiding farms and saying, oh, you have our GMO seeds and it was cross-pollination and it wasn't really, and they're destroying farmers' lives. You know, I haven't heard that as much in the news.
Well, I think it's still happening. I think the raw milk issue is taking a forefront in the organic community, which is where we get a lot of our news, is from the organic community.
Right.
And what's been in the forefront is the raw milk raids, and they're still doing that. And, you know, that's local governments that are doing those raw milk raids. That's what's scary, is Monsanto and Big Ag and the New World Order and all these scumbags out there are really getting this down to that local politics level and turning our local politicians against
us. Which is
us.
Just another reason that you need to pay attention to your local level. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the presidential election, you know, and all of these things and how you need to understand who it is at the local level that you're going to vote for, that you're going to work with, that you're going to make sure that in your state has your morals and beliefs and lifestyle in mind. We really need to pay attention to the local level.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, along with the local level thing, it really does come down to common sense. And it's like in this article, in the New York Times article that we've been discussing, it says, supporters of labeling argue that consumers have a right to know when food has been modified with genes from another species, which they say is fundamentally different from the selective breeding process used in nearly all crops. Now, that is in and of itself idiotic that we have to explain that. What is so wrong with supporters arguing that consumers have a right to know not only about whether there's GMOs, consumers have a right to know what's in their food?
Exactly.
It's
we have a right to know everything. It's a fundamental right of being an American.
Exactly.
Am I correct?
Exactly. Now we're going to take another quick commercial break. Our last, we're going to be right back here and we're going to talk more about this because that is a fundamental issue that really needs to be discussed. We will be right back. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hey, Doc, why don't you listen to Linderman Unleashed?
You can't handle the truth!
And you're back listening to Linderman Unleashed with your host, Kurt Linderman Sr., and his lovely co-host, Kimberly, talking about this fundamental issue about one just people wanting to know what's in their foods. And you know what really gets me? And this shows the corruption in Washington, D.C. and in on the state levels all across this country is look at just like the last 20 years and how government has really gotten on Burger King and McDonald's. You're going to tell them every calorie and every little grain of salt. And we've got New York mayor now saying you can't buy a soda in anything bigger than a 16 ounce in New York City now. And New York City's outlawed salt, which you just literally just went bonkers when you heard that they're not allowed to use salt. And you were thinking, what about all them swanky restaurants?
You've got to be kidding me. Salt is like, it is God's flavor for our food. We even put it in cookies and cake, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Our bodies need salt.
Yeah.
What? It's completely outrageous that they're outlawing salt.
And I don't even believe, as much as I hate trans fats, I don't believe you should outlaw. This is like nanny state gone berserk. You know, it's just crazy. But the whole idea that here's a government in one hand saying, you can't do this and this is bad for you, and stupid stuff that's not even bad for you that they're trying to get rid of, and ignorant nanny state stuff, and you're going to list every single calorie that's in that Big Mac, and we're going to demand that not only do you offer fries, but in a kid's meals, you've got to offer apple slices, for God's sake, and all this crap. But then when it comes to the GMOs, suddenly it's, oh no, we can't label that, you don't need to know. Wait a minute. That tells you the level of corruption and how much they've bought, you know, the big ag has bought off Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we have to know every calorie, we have to know the nutritional value is a complete lie, because half of the what they claim as nutritional and vitamins and minerals aren't even real vitamins and minerals.
Exactly.
So there's another lie. They have to put in allergens now. They finally passed it, so they have to put in if it was even made in a facility with milk or wheat or nuts, but they won't tell us if it's real or GMO.
Yeah.
You know, God move over. That's exactly what they're doing, and it's despicable.
Well, honey, the FDA has said that labeling is generally not necessarily. I'm just having a horrible time here. The FDA has said that labeling is generally not necessary because the genetic modification does not materially change the food.
Lie.
Yeah, I mean, that is so
it
ridiculous.
It is not the way God intended. Is that the way God put that plant on the earth?
No.
Is it a seed that grows and then continues to seed and grow and continues to seed and grow like God intended.
No.
Then you're lying. Seeds aren't. You are lying.
But the thing is when you look at all the diseases out there that doctors are trying to cure, and they look at Fragile X, and they're saying that one gene that we find could be the answer that changes a perfectly normal child to a child with Fragile X or some horrible disease, but yet changing the genes in a plant, all of a sudden it's generally recognized.
Maybe
as
changing
safe.
The genes in the plant or changing the genes in the people. Have they ever thought of that?
Oh, well, of course.
We're all GMOs now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Here's another great article. I love this article. It's from Reason.com. These people are total idiots. It's kind of like if you have to name your website Reason, it's normally because you've got to convince people that you're reasonable. I don't know. Do organic consumers shop exclusively at the jerk store? And this is actually stating that a new study examines the connection between organic food marketing and antisocial behavior. And I could see, and we were talking about this before we went on the air today, Kim, and you were saying, yeah, it does, because we're learning about all the crap that's going on socially, and we're anti it because we want to get back to what food's supposed to be.
Exactly. So we're antisocial. We can't go to a regular restaurant.
Right.
So we're antisocial because you know what? They serve GMO and crap. So we're antisocial that way.
Yeah.
We can't go through the drive-thru with our kids. And even our daughter is with friends. The mother takes them through the drive-thru and asks our daughter, what do you want? And I really don't want anything. Oh, come
on. And
they're
at McDonald's.
You got to have chicken nuggets or fries, or I'll get you a shake. She's like, no, I don't want anything. Oh, honey, you got to have something. She said, no, it makes me sick. I don't want anything.
God bless
that's
her.
Antisocial.
That's our kids, though.
That's antisocial. She wasn't conforming.
But they're making it sound like this is a bad thing. They're making it
we
sound like
be
we're
ostracized.
A bunch of pretentious
we're lepers.
Jerks.
Yeah, we're lepers.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of pretentious jerks. Oh, that's not good enough for me.
No, you know? It's not good enough for me.
Exactly.
And yes, you're right. We're antisocial. And we have a really hard time out amongst the English, you know, as I always put it, because people are stupid. I can't handle stupid people.
Okay, this article is from a mate. You're starting to get way too much like me.
Well, I just can't. It's really hard for us to go out socially
and
have a typical conversation with regular, normal people because they're stupid.
Well, they're ignorant of the facts. But the thing
is, some of them are stupid.
The thing is, when you try to talk to them about it, some people will get really offended. And you know, I honestly believe there are times where I found that people find me arrogant or find me like a jerk.
Yeah, because I've tamed you down a bit. You used to be like really, really, really.
But I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just like I'm not listening to your stupid ass comments because I know you're wrong. You know, it's just ridiculous. And if you're gonna tell me that MSG just comes from ginger root and everything's fine, like one of my best friends tried to tell me, who's a chef, by the way. And he tried to tell me that MSG is perfectly fine for you. And it's like, would you please read the studies? Would you please read this? All of these articles that I've got. And he refuses. He's just telling me MSG is perfectly fine. He uses it all the time. And he you know, eats it all the time. And, you know, at that point, you just go, you know what? I'm done talking to you because you're a moron. And I can't put up with morons anymore. You know, just like you were just saying. So, yeah, we do come off as really antisocial, but there's a reason for it. And most of us try to educate. It's just that when we can't get through, it's like you throw up your hands. Most of us, I won't say most of us, I have learned that through just dealing with it on a daily basis. There's no fixing stupid.
No, there isn't.
You talk to people. If they're not stupid, they're going to respond. They're going to say, hey, I'm going to look into that. And they might come back at you 2 weeks later and say, holy crap, Kurt, you were right. I couldn't believe it. But if you get them people that are just plain stupid and they want to argue with you about what you know is very unhealthy practices, then you just throw up your hands and you walk away because you say, I don't want to waste any more of my time. And that's when you get into the really stupid people. But this person that's writing this article, Balin Linekin, and
what kind of a name is that?
Balin, that sounds kind of pretentious right there to me. Is that USDA organic or Oregon organic or Portland organic? Asks a character played by singer Carrie Brownstein, one of the stars of the great IFC Network sketch comedy Portlandia, in a widely loved restaurant skit from the show's first episode last year. It's just all across the board organic, the server responds before excusing herself. When she returns a moment later, the waitress shares with the diners a pamphlet of information about the chicken before presenting its papers for inspection. This helps her to fill in the pretentious would-be diners on the life of Colin, who, as its name suggests, actually was a rooster, which makes the joke even funnier before it came to star as an entree.
So they're making fun of us.
Yeah, they're making fun of us. Like, not only do we want to, and it really is, it's taking it a little bit far, and comedy always does that. It's really, we do want to know where our food has been, and we want to know how our food was treated. And I personally don't get the whole, if you could do it safely and not be incredibly humane to the animals, that's really not my big deal. I know it's big for a lot of people, and I don't want to see them abused or anything, but, I mean, for God's sake, we're putting a bullet in their head and cutting them up to eat them. So let's not worry about whether they've been pampered their whole life, but the way they're being, and I know you're looking at me like, Kurt, that's pretty cold. I'm not saying I want them all crammed in like they are now if it could be healthy. That's just disgusting to me, and there's no way you could make that healthy. But I want to know that my meat has led a stress-free life because it's just better meat. It's like when you hit a deer, you can't take that deer home and render it and cook it because that deer, right before it got hit, had an explosion of stress hormones, and that meat is tougher than crap. Everybody will tell you, you hit an animal, a big deer, even if you just hit it, you knocked it in the head, the body's fine. You will not be able to eat that animal. Or you'll be able to eat it, but it won't taste good. We want to know where our food is. Yes, they take it to an extreme there, and God bless them for trying to be funny about it. But we really do want to know that.
Well, I don't think God bless them for trying to be funny about it. I think it's rude. Just because we want to know where our food came from. Yeah, what is wrong with us knowing where our food comes from? Everyone has to eat. And we have the right to know where the food on our plate comes from. Yeah, I'm sorry. It just bothers me. And it bothers me some of the practices that they do with the animals. It really does.
Oh, yeah, it
bothers yes, I know
me too.
That they were put here on Earth for us to eat, but they can at least enjoy their time on the Earth. You know, they don't need to be stuck in a building with big, huge fans crammed where they can't even sit down up to their butts in poop, or, you know, the way that they're killed is so inhumane. It's just not right.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it's going to taste better if it's brought up healthier. I'm not saying, I don't know, it just really, that part just really bothers me because I've seen the videos and it really bothers me.
Well, and I'm not saying God bless them for making fun of
people
like us. Oh,
I know.
But what I'm saying is God bless that this is happening right now. And the reason that is because when things start becoming mainstream, that's when they start making fun of you because they can't ridicule you in a legitimate way anymore, which makes me think it's becoming so popular that they've got to start making fun of us. You know what I mean? Rather than, those are those organic eaters. Now it's like you're afraid to say that because the person you're whispering to might be going, I am too. what's your problem, you know? So now they got to make fun of it. Kendall J. Eastkine, a psychology professor at Loyola University New Orleans, calls the Portlandia skit very funny to say the least. Eastkine knows a thing or two about the links between thought, self, other, and eating. His body of research focuses on how our everyday embodied experiences shape our cognitive architecture. This sounds like one of those things that you just hope and pray your child, when they're going to college, does not take that class, because you know you're wasting so much damn money. It's ridiculous. You're going to spend a college course saying how things around you affect you personally and how you act? Yeah, hello, thanks a lot, Einstein.
Yeah, how much money did I pay for that?
Exactly. His latest paper, Wholesome Foods and Wholesome Morals, Organic Foods Reduce Pro-Social Behavior and Harshen Moral Judgments. That's the name of the paper. And it looks at whether people exposed to organic food marketing are so self-satisfied that they're less likely to express empathy towards others.
What?
You know, that's why we're here. That's why we're eating organic, is because we're empathetic about what's going on with our food system and with the animals that feed us.
Let's decipher that. People who eat organic are smarter because they're not full of the toxins. That's pretty much what he's saying. They're thinking people, so of course they're antisocial.
Yeah, because thinking people don't want to be around a bunch of idiots.
Sorry. Sorry.
Extrapolating from existing research on moral licensing that found a negative relationship between altruism and salient moral identity, Eskine theorized his research would reveal that those exposed to organic foods would help less and make harsher moral judgments compared to those exposed to non-organic foods.
Would help less?
Would
help what less?
You know, like being...
helpful?
Yeah. Yeah, being charitable or whatever.
Oh, really? That's what I'm seriously?
Thinking. Yeah.
His research is no.
And they would make harsher moral judgments compared to those exposed to non-organic foods. That's because the people exposed to non-organic foods are...
They're full of toxins.
They're so full of toxins and sick that they don't have time to think about what's going
other
on
things.
Around them.
They don't have time. They have brain fog. They're at the doctor. They're in bed. They're on the couch. They're in the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that organic food itself is making people harsh judgers or non-altruistic. And he says, what the data suggests is that mere exposure to organic labeling can be enough to lead people to affirm their moral identities, which in much past research can lead people to act unethically later.
What?
This research points to the idea that its marketing might entice people to affirm their moral identities. I think it's important for eaters of all types to be mindful of their decisions and try to extend their altruism beyond mere food purchases. You know what I think they're talking about? It's kind of like the... in the beginning when everybody said about the hybrid cars, and if you suddenly – there was even that South Park episode about it where you suddenly got a hybrid car and all of a sudden you felt like you were above everybody else because you cared about the environment and you looked down on people that were driving those big nasty pickup trucks like mine thing. And I think that's what they're saying here, is you get that holier-than-thou attitude. Which to me is a, yes, I'm thinking about what I'm eating. I'm caring about what I'm eating. I'm caring what my family eats. And that makes me smart. And I'm sorry if you don't like it when I think I'm smart.
And you want to share that with other people. So how is that makes you help less? Because normally people who eat organic like to share that they eat organic and why they're eating organic.
Exactly.
And they would like everyone else to be just as healthy as they are.
Exactly. And, you know, that's like the same thing with the anti-vaccine movement. We're the butt of many jokes, and we're not even jokes, just absolute meanness. But so many of us go out there and just tell the story over and over and over again. And, in fact, on Sunday, yesterday, we had a church, and they had two more pregnancies that were almost a full term. One was the daughter of one of the mothers that comes to the church. The other one was one of the church ladies. And they had a little get together with cake and giving gifts and everything. And I walked up to the one daughter who I don't know because she doesn't come to the church. And I said, I don't have a lot of money to give you. I don't have a gift for you. I haven't been to church in 2 weeks because I've been on the road. Didn't even know this was going on, but I do have something for you. And I gave her the card right there in church. The love them, protect them, never inject them, with all the websites on the back. And I said, I'm Kurt Linderman. And she says, we know about you because our mother told us about you and that we were supposed to talk to you. That's what we do. But a lot of people consider it like you're being better than them. You're trying to educate them because you're so much smarter than them. And it's not that. It's the same thing with the organic community, with the anti-vaccine community.
We're just woken up, and we just want to share because we wish someone would have shared with us.
Exactly. We don't want any more people hurt by this. And if we can
by
get
either
out there
one,
and help,
by the vaccines or the GMOs.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the key. Just getting the message out there. And it's something that we just feel compelled to do. And so many people that have taken the time to learn about the vaccine issue, whether it was by sheer dumb luck or just curiosity, or you had a kid and before you vaccinated your kid, you decided you were going to look into it, like Dr. Ayoub. And all of a sudden, after he looked into it, it was like, holy crap, I'm not doing that for my kid, and I've got to get the message out. Or if it's somebody like us who were thrown into this community by a vaccine injury, or if it's if you got sick from the food and you learned and you got healthy because you cleaned up your act, or if you just wanted to know what was in the food and were wanting to help your family and you learned about it, either way you go about your transformation, if you will, it's still a transformation that you've spent countless hours, days, weeks, months researching, and you've learned this, and it's not something that you just put away and go, yeah, go ahead, everybody eat your Big Macs and do what you're doing and get those flu shots, and I'm just going to sit here because I'm fine. No, we're altruistic enough to say, I feel so good. I've learned so much. Come here. I want to tell you what I know. And I think that's altruistic as hell. I mean, I think that you could not be more altruistic than sharing knowledge. Yeah, anybody can give $1,000 to the local Red Cross chapter, but if you can go out there and change lives, it's that whole idea of Jesus said, you know, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. That's what you're doing. You're sharing knowledge, which is so valuable.
Yeah, I don't understand this article at all. I'm really having a hard time understanding this article.
Well, it's written by an egghead that interviewed an egghead that teaches egghead crap in an egghead university.
I wonder if they eat organic.
You know, the thing, it wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either, because yeah. Monsanto doesn't have GMOs in their lunchrooms, in their cafeterias.
Well,
What's that tell you?
And here's another article that's regarding GMOs. Senate says Frankenfish don't need more testing. Thank or spank your senator. Despite strong lobbying from senators in states with a wild salmon fishing industry, the Senate voted down a measure that would have required more testing of genetically engineered salmon before it hits our dinner tables. The Frankenfish measure, introduced by Alaskan Republican Lisa Murkowski, failed by a 46-50 vote. You know, I am so sorry here.
Are these pond raised?
These are pond raised, but the fact of the matter is all it takes
is one getting out.
One of these salmon getting out. One of these salmon getting out. It's ridiculous. And once again, that tells you just how corrupt our government is. In any other sense, other than this huge industry the big ag and big pharma that has all this money to buy off these senators and congressmen and presidents and what have you, only in this industry can all this dangerous stuff just be slid right under the rug. Oh, nope, we don't need to study it anymore. You know, even if you thought for a minute, maybe perhaps a fish that has all these other traits in it and can actually get out into public, you know, out into the river system and screw up an entire genealogy, an entire race of fish, a species of fish, how frightening is that? And you're just saying, nope, we don't need to study it any longer? How in the hell can you do that? And 50 of these senators said, no, we don't need to worry about that? Are you crazy?
I bet they didn't even read it. They didn't even read it.
Oh, no. They had some lobbyists say, hey, come over here. Here's a couple of hookers and a couple lines of coke. Have at it in the apartment for... Or if your persuasion happens to go the other way, you might end up in Barney Frank's apartment. But either way, you end up getting paid off and they just tell you the bill name and you go on about your business and say no. These people are scumbag, pathetic idiots. And that's our government. And then we're just supposed to sit back and be social about it? I guess that comes back to my whole antisocial behavior.
There you go.
You know, because I don't like... senators, you know, I'm not acquiescing. I'm not just conforming. I'm not complying. So I'm just going to sit around and just bitch about my senators and my congressmen being bought pharma and big ag whores, and that makes me antisocial. Well, yeah, I'm antisocial. I'm sick and tired of this.
I want to be antisocial.
We all need to be antisocial. We need to be a hell of a lot more antisocial than we are. And we need to tell eggheads like this this moron Balin and the moron Kendall J. Eskine, who's the egghead psychology professor at Loyola University, exactly where they can stick their little antisocial agenda.
Yeah.
You know, it really is ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, we are being attacked, and that just goes to show you that it's all the hard work is paying off. So we're going to be here all week. We got a lot of great shows ahead of you. I've got an interview today at 2 o'clock, and I'll have a copy of a link to it. I'm being interviewed on some California station about vaccine issues today. I'll try to get that information out there to everybody. I don't even know if it's a terrestrial radio station or if it's an internet radio station. So we'll just get that link to you. You can find it on the Linderman Unleashed fan page on Facebook. Until then, don't forget.
The gloves are off.
Y'all have a good one.